Support for this podcast comes from Microsoft Surface. Introducing Microsoft Surface Laptop Go. Available in three colors, its thin, light design, built-in HD camera, and touchscreen turns any space into your workspace. More at surface.com/laptop go.
What's going on, folks? Welcome to another episode of the 300 Seconds Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Maggio, joined by my co-host, Jensen Cole. What's going on, buddy?
Kyle, feeling great today. You want to know why?
Why?
Because Derek Carr and the Las Vegas Raiders. It's got a nice ring to it. Las Vegas Raiders covered the spread, like I said. I don't think he was caught on a mic, but I believe I did read a report where Derek Carr did say, call me daddy, like I called it. How about that showing from the Raiders last night?
I mean, it was good. It was exactly what we had expected. Nothing wrong with the Saints. The Saints came out hot. The Raiders are a perfectly good regular NFL team. This is not some team that needs to get 7 points at home. So them covering, to me, was a lock. Them winning the game was more the hairy territory. But, you know, Drew Brees has a noodle arm. He's out there looking like Broncos Peyton Manning. He cannot get the ball over the top the way he once could, which Father Time is undefeated. It happens to everybody, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. But I want to shout out Derek Carr and the Las Vegas Raiders for breaking in Allegiant Stadium properly and lining our pockets.
That's the thing, was breaking in the stadium. Do I know if I'm going to continue to bet on the Raiders and going forward this season? I don't know. But I did like that it was their their home opener at their new stadium. Liked that narrative and rode with it. So that was a nice win last night. Hope everyone tailed us on that. But tonight we've got game three, Lakers Denver. There's been a long hiatus with the Miami and Celtics series because they want to get it closer together. They don't want one team to potentially get more rest than the other going into the finals, which might be difficult to try and maneuver because Lakers may end up even sweeping the Nuggets. We'll get into that in a second, and then you got Celtics Heat coming up tomorrow. But tonight we've got Lakers Nuggets game three. Lakers up 2-0. 6.5-point favorites are the Lakers. What are we thinking, Kyle? I don't know if you can tell, but I'm wearing a Lakers uniform, so I think you can maybe guess what I'm going with, as I've been very strong pro-Lakers this entire playoff series, saying you're not going to beat LeBron James in a game of seven. That being said, back against the wall, Nuggets with their original, and I called it, I said they're going to come in saying, oh, we're playing fun, we got nothing to lose, but statement game one, and then I said games in going forward are going to be a little bit closer, but I think Lakers are going to win. And lo and behold, game two, AD hits a game winner. So it was a close game, but Lakers edged out that win. Tonight, we have a 6.5-point favorite with the Lakers. What do you see happening, Kyle?
I'm not getting cute. All right, the Lakers are going to win this game. The spread is 6.5. I'm going to buy down to 6. The Lakers are going to win. It's very simple. The Lakers are going to win. The Lakers are going to cover. Good teams win. Great teams cover. And the Lakers mostly cover, so I'm fine with that because it's LeBron. This is serious time, and he's mostly coasted in this playoffs too. And I bring this up often because any game where he gives you even a little bit more than coasting, you could tell he's saving himself for the finals, right?
You could tell, yeah.
Playing a career low in minutes, so he's fine coasting because AD and the shooters can mostly get it done.
Now you gotta.
This is the pivotal game three. This is where it can change an entire series. Let's just think back round ago when the Celtics simply did not close out the Raptors in game three. Instead of being up 3-0 and went to seven games, hard fought to the end, the Lakers, they cannot afford to mess around in this round specifically, especially with a team like the Nuggets, who should be grateful they even got this far against an unfocused Clippers team. So, yeah, I'm taking the Lakers and taking the points, and I'm feeling pretty confident about it. I'm fine.
Yeah, I am as well. I think Lakers do not want to let up off the gas. A 3-0 commanding lead would be huge for them because I think, as most fans anticipate, the Lakers likely anticipate that Celtics Heat is going to go a little bit longer as a series and that it may go deep 6-7 games. Despite the Celtics, needing to get their act together lately. But I do think that the Lakers do not want to let up off the gas because they want to win quick and then get a bunch of rest again. We had a well-rested Lakers team heading into this series against the Nuggets, who had two back-to-back seven-game series. And, that whole, oh, we're just playing fun, we got nothing to lose, that works in the conference semifinals and before that. But it doesn't necessarily work in the conference finals against LeBron James and Anthony Davis and the Los Angeles Lakers. So I'm going with Lakers again. 6.5 points, something makes me iffy about it, but I do I know for a fact Lakers are winning this series, so I think it is in your best interest just to bet the Lakers every game throughout the rest of the playoffs. And as a whole, that's likely a profitable strategy there. So I rode them game one. I rode them game two. I'm going to ride them again game three. I'm going to actually take the spread at 6.5. If we end up getting Lakers winning by 4 or 5, so be it. I lose the spread, but I know Lakers are winning the series, and they're going to win the finals as well. So I like that play a lot. How spoiled are we as fans, Kyle, that we're talking about LeBron James letting up off the gas and coasting, and yet he's still putting up first-team All-NBA numbers despite lower minutes? And the impact he makes on the game without even realizing, just he makes every player better. I mean, we could just glorify LeBron all we want, but it is remarkable that he is actually coasting through this playoffs. He's exerting seemingly little energy, given that he's playing less minutes, and he really is not – it's not like him on Cleveland when they were down 3-1 against the Warriors and he was fighting like it was life or death to get that W. He's coasting because he has that supporting cast. He has AD to hit those game-winning Mamba shots. And I'm scared to play against LeBron James in the finals. I think he's going to be an absolute monster and put up ridiculous numbers.
Yeah, I just think this is when you got to flip the switch, you know, the kill switch here. If you're LeBron, right, let's say they win the next two games, right? They're looking for 6 more wins here, right? So the light is at the end of the tunnel. Like, right. you've coasted in the playoff. And I'm not saying coasted as though he's been playing lazy or coasted as though he hasn't wanted to do more. But he's just, instead of taking that more proactive scoring takeover mode, it's been like, I'm fine just deferring. I'm fine being like a super point forward and just always playmaking. Because that's what he's doing. He's just, I'm playing point guard a little bit more. So I think this is when you'll start to see, like, the kill switch LeBron. Like, we did earlier this season in the regular season games. I think now he should be all warmed up and ready to go. And like you said, like, who wants to play them? If you're the Celtics, you do not – a young Celtics team does not want to be playing a LeBron looking for his fourth ring team. If you're the Heat, eventually, as much as I've been touting the Heat bandwagon all season, all playoffs especially, they don't want to run into the Lakers. You know, so the Nuggets especially, now they're down 0-2. They don't want to – this is going to be a tough fight. You're not going to be able to come back against this team like the other couple rounds. So I think this is when you got to go zero dark 30 mode and just end it. End the series, really beat them by 20 plus tonight, really suck the confidence out of them going into game four and yep. Really for the Lakers going into the finals. You got to look mean. You got to start looking mean at some point. This is when you got to look mean if you're LeBron.
Right. I mean, none of the other three teams other than Lakers, I think you get what? JR and LeBron, and tell me who I'm missing. Rondo back from his early Celtics days. Nobody has deep playoff run experience right now that's in the bubble other than LeBron James, who's been to the finals about 34 times. So, I mean, it's a layup right here for bettors, just to bet on the Lakers to win it all. At least that's how I see it. But again, tonight I'm a little iffy on it, but I'm going to continue to ride that trend. Hopefully if you do it every time, then it's a profitable expenditure. And then you just see, let's see LeBron and the Lake Show do work tonight.
So on that note, as you saw by the Raiders game last night, as you saw by week one, as you see by our record from the NBA finals, we don't lose on this podcast for whatever reason. It was funny at first. It was all fun of games. We weren't going to lose. And then we actually just stopped losing for the most part. So you should be tailing these picks. You should be, following, winning with us at this point. This is just free
responsibly.
Money.
Responsibly. Winning responsibly, of course.
Winning responsibly. But this is free money we've been giving you guys. So when you feel confident in something we feel confident in, I mean, that's when you got to go for it. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow these picks with us. Make sure you keep winning. And that's it. Let's, cash this check again tonight.
All right, Kyle.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Take it easy.
Take it easy.